The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crap thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Well, I think, I mean, it's a division opponent, right? And a lot of those guys have been around for a long time, and we've matched up against them for years now. And obviously with the playoffs set last year, that, you know, it doesn't take much for you to start creating some hate against the guys you play against in the playoffs. And it doesn't matter if it's four games or seven games. You end up disliking them towards the end of it anyway.
Gabe Landeskog on the Fan yesterday with the drive. Chad Anderson for Stink, who is off in Alaska with family. Be back here in a couple of days. Here we go. Game number one, round two. Tonight here, we'll have it at Ball Arena at 7:30. Any questions at all right now? Any concerns that you have about this team? They had a solid week off. Are you worried about too much time off? Anything. Anything that concerns you going into this game?
Nothing whatsoever. Not a single thing. I think they're rested.
Darcy Kuemper, you think he's fine?
That may be a little concerning just because it's an eye and he has to see the puck. But if he's okay and there was no real damage, it was just kind of swollen, right? I mean, the eye is an interesting thing, right? My son had to go to the eye doctor yesterday because he had a piece of metal in it when it was rusting.
He got.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I have no idea.
What are you doing over there at the Andrews house?
Ask the 9-year-old.
Is he okay?
He should be okay. He's going back in this morning.
Okay.
But the eye, right? Is it the actual eye or is it like the orbital area around the eye, right? If he gets hit underneath the eye and it swells, right, you don't worry about it. But if it's in your eye, it's a different thing. But that, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't have any.
We're reaching.
Yeah,
reaching.
That's a stretch.
No, they look ready. I have no worries at all about the layoff. Last year, after they dispatched to the Blues in four, they had a similar layoff before they took on Vegas in game one, and they absolutely destroyed the Knights and looked fast and sharp in that game. So I have no worries at all. I think the Blues have the issues. Two of their key defensemen, Marco Scandella and Torrey Krug, both expected to miss the game. In fact, Krug, one of their better offensive defensemen, especially on the power play, expected to miss the entire series. Next on the Morning Brew.
I really wouldn't expect it. I mean, it's kind of over and done with, like you said. I answered the bell, you know, multiple times. And, you know, this time of year, I think both teams understand that, you know, winning comes first and any sort of, you know, redemption. So it's all about getting wins and the score at the end of the game.
Hey, hockey code, right? Nazem Kadri, after knocking Justin Falk out of the series last year and getting suspended for it and not playing the rest of the playoffs, he had to deal with it. He knew it was coming. The Blues got him involved in fights in the first two games of the season, one here, one in St. Louis. Kadri stood up, fought in both fights. So I think, Chad, when it comes to dealing with grudges, whatever grudge you may have between players, between teams, save those for the regular season. Playoffs are just too important.
He did say, I think this time of year, both teams understand winning comes first. Really? Well, you didn't understand it last year.
Old Nass. Old Nass. Old Nass. Don't worry.
Yeah,
he's grown and matured.
Yeah, I hope so. He better have. There's too much riding on this to screw around with silly grudges. There's too much. It's too important.
Next on the Morning Brew.
You see a little wince there in the hop at the end.
That's not good.
No.
Ty Block is starting to move around the bullpen. He would be the long haul guy.
That's going to be it.
Yeah, you can't
take a chance.
Nope.
No.
That's, you know, so disappointing for Antonio.
AT&T Sports out there with the call. So the Rockies lose, and we put it off as long as possible. We vowed that as long as the Rockies were at or above 500, we'd keep it upbeat. But the inevitable has happened. The Rockies have lost, and with that loss, they are now a game under 500.
I've come to talk with you again.
So we're back into the depths of despair.
I go back to the first cut where Landy said they're a division rival and there's always a healthy hate. I understand the struggles with the Chiefs in recent years and you know, where the Blues are compared to the Avalanche. Being on the downside of that healthy rivalry certainly sparks a lot more hate. But doesn't it seem like the Rockies always lose to the Giants?
Oh, yes.
Like, they just, like, it seems like they are, you know, 3-300 against the Giants in the last 303 games or something. They never beat the Giants.
Well, I know in San Francisco all time, their record, they've barely got maybe a 40% win percentage. They win like 4 out of every 10 in San Francisco. But no, you're not wrong. I'll look up those numbers and get them here for you. But, yep, the Rockies lose 7-6. And this 9-game homestand that we talked about as being a way to just keep themselves afloat and everything, they're 1-3 on said homestand. Next on the Morning Brew.
I think with Denver, you know, let's be honest, they just haven't been very good here over the last few years. They haven't been in the postseason since Peyton Manning left, and now they bring in Russell Wilson, which that is about all that he did was lead his team to a winning record and then into the postseason. He's definitely energized that Broncos football team, and I expect them to be in the hunt.
There's Troy Aikman. Joe Buck and Troy Aikman appearing on a conference call yesterday to help promote and pump up them as the new Monday Night Football broadcast team, and talking about their first game, which will be with the Broncos and Seattle. And Buck was talking about, good piece here, Andrew Mason, new to the Fan, as he had his first article yesterday, jumped right into it. Buck was saying, quote, you know, what's funny is if the Broncos end up getting the opening kickoff, our first moments of Monday Night Football probably won't involve us talking very much, because I think you need to hear that natural reaction. I think you need to lay out, let the crowd carry it. There's no crowd like in Seattle, and I would imagine we won't be talking very often, at least that first series, because it's going to be deafening.
There's a lot of people that would appreciate that.
Is that the way you want Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett to kick things off, right into a cauldron of emotion and intensity and noise?
Sure, why
like
not?
That?
Why not? Why? I mean, would you rather play in Jacksonville to start the season again? Right?
Well,
like,
I mean, I would, but.
No.
Yes.
No.
Softer.
Oh, beginning come on.
The I know. Look, I know that they're going to have to play because Russell Wilson, I knew they were going to get a marquee game right away anyway. You knew that was going to happen. And is it probably better to get the Seattle thing over with as soon as possible? Yes. And don't get me wrong. I love the Broncos schedule. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. I love the fact that for a team with a new coaching staff, getting Russell acclimated with everybody, the fact that their softer part of the schedule is at the beginning, absolutely, I'm going to sign up. But you can't say that going to Seattle with all that newness is the best thing. It'll be cool. It'll be fun. It'll be interesting. I'm just saying it's not the ideal opener. That's all.
Okay. Charmin soft over here.
Oh. Let's switch it. Let's play Houston first at home.
Yeah, why not?
When it's time to go, it's
you
time
would,
to go.
You
wouldn't
love
play.
To play Houston at home first and then go to Seattle for game two?
No, sure. I yes, would rather. It'd be I would easier. Rather. There's going to be no because it. You are going to have peak high emotions for your home opener, regardless, or for any opener, home or road. So you're going. There's going to be that build up, that giant emotional. Climax, right, for the football team to finally get on the field with Russ and see Hackett coach and see what the Broncos are going to be about. That's going to happen regardless. I would rather that not happen 2 weeks in a row with Houston and Seattle to start the season. I would rather it happen once.
All right, that'll do it for the Morning Brew.